This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay, filling in tonight for Joe while he's out somewhere doing something. Fun, I hope. Actually, he's doing his civic duty. So, yes, he's up to something good. He's not up to no good. But to all you no-gooders out there, if you want to be a part of the show, thanks for joining us on the chat at TheRealSide.com. But give me a call here. I'm going to make some time for some callers tonight. The number is 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. Now, do y'all want to, I don't know if y'all have heard some more in continuing on the real stupid line, but speaking of real stupid, and you know, Paul Neelan was talking earlier about the statues, you know, going after inanimate objects. Meanwhile, we've got, you know, terrorism on the rise, and we've got people pushing Sharia here in this country, and unemployment, and all kinds of problems. But no, we're going to go after inanimate statues. Okay, it's bad enough that they've taken down statues in the South, which, oh, by the way, like the statues, though, in Baltimore, the Confederate statues, were actually put in place by Nancy Pelosi's papa. I don't know if y'all know about that. But I just found out that here in California, that a statue up of Junipero Serra's statue was decapitated and doused with red paint at the Santa Barbara Mission. Now, I'm from the South. I'm not actually from Southern California. I'm actually from the Deep South. So I'm not really up to speed on my Junipero Serra history. But as far as I know, he really wasn't involved in any of the slavery in the Deep South. So I'm not really sure why they decided to go after Junipero Serra. Tammy, did you know what? Yeah. Do you know? Because you're from here, right? No, you're from the South. Maybe you don't know about Junipero Serra either.
I'm from the South, but I have children who went through schools here.
Okay.
So I know the basics. He was one of the priests who set up the missions, and the missions are what really founded California.
Right.
They were the basis. So some people feel that those, the missions, took advantage of the local natives, the Native American Indians here.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they weren't Native American. Maybe they're Native Spanish, whatever, the Tatavian Indians and some of the others.
Okay.
So I think that's probably where it's coming from, but honestly,
so basically, we don't even know.
No.
Basically, it's a statue of somebody who is a Christian,
statue,
and so that, because that's really what all of this is about, really.
Right.
Anyway,
they took the cross off of the L.A. County seal and put the pagan goddess.
Oh, I didn't know
there.
That.
Yeah, they did that years ago. So they took the cross off because it was attached to a mission, and that was potentially offensive to have the Christian cross on the L.A. County seal.
Mm-hmm. That's what this is about with Junipero Serra. It's about, that's where actually where the term missionary comes from,
right?
Isn't it? So this is about going against
Christian
because thing. And but really, that's really what it's all about with liberalism anyway. They're not really about separation of church and state. They're really about replacement of God with state. They've got everything. Every movement that we've got from the left is all about gaining control. And one of the ways that they want to get control over us is by piercing our freedom of religion. It's by overtaking the Judeo-Christian principles for which we were founded. That's why they'll stand next to Linda Sarsour at a rally who's pushing for Sharia, which subjugates women, subjugates gay people. That's okay. They'll defend to the death, these liberals will, Sharia. Why? Because Sharia is actually compatible with communism. It's about a centralized government of power. So that's why the left is a natural partnership, actually, between them. You seem obviously up to speed. I'm going to throw a topic to you, though, Tammy. See if you've heard about this one. Okay, so Hillary's going around. Everybody's trying to, you know, continue to push this narrative of Trump with Russia. There's a little Russian collusion connection, a Russian connection with the California government. I'm not sure if you've heard about it. I didn't know about it till today. Did you know that there was actually, we have an organization in Southern California called the Southern California Association of Governments, right? And it's where all the local and, you know, government as well as the state all get together and push policy on us. And, of course, it's liberal policy. Did you know that the head of that is a Russian dude who was actually a part of centralized planning for the USSR and actually was educated as a part of the USSR central planning in Moscow back in the day? His whole role was to actually have central planning over transportation and the subway systems. And this is the dude years ago who tried to impose a tax on us and wants the black boxes in our cars to tax us for every mile. Well, that didn't get passed. Now, here in L.A., here's his new scheme, Tammy. His new scheme is to put those black boxes in our car, and they will know where you live, and if you go outside of your neighborhood, you're going to start to have to pay per mile as you drive around, and they're going to call it a congestion fee to punish you. That's how they're going to solve the congestion problem. What it really is, it's all about social engineering. It's this dude from Russia who's a part of centralized planning and communism wanting to control citizens in Southern California. But can you imagine what this is going to do to people?
No, I can't. And will they make you retroactively do it on cars that, you know, like you have your 1965 Mustang or something? They're going to retroactively make you, they're going to go around your houses and tag you?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, but probably put it every car that you've got. They're going to track your miles, track where you go, penalize you basically for going out of your neighborhood, because what they really want to ultimately do is turn us into Stockholm, where everybody has to live and work within their own little community and live in high rises. They're trying to take us back to communist Russia, where everybody's in government, little subsidized little boxes, and they have to take the bikes or live and work in their own community. But you look at the sprawling California and Southern, that's just absolutely impossible. It can't happen. It's another reason for people outside of California to feel sorry for us, Tammy. It really is.
Is this part of the Agenda 21 thing that they're still pushing so hard out here?
I don't even know what the Agenda 21 is. Catch me up on that.
Not enough time for that. But it's what you talk about, the high rises, stay in your own little
area. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stay in your own little area. You have to work close by. You really need a bicycle instead.
Yeah.
Okay, close us out, Andrew.
Well, you know, so goes California. Everybody needs to be concerned about it because, there are commies straight out of the USSR in control in California, and they're coming after you. Stay tuned. We're coming after you. More Real Side with Joe Messina coming right back up.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe. I'm Andrea Kay, a.k.a. AK-47, host of The Andrea Kay Show, Dynamite and Address. Speaking of Dynamite, hey, before I go to my next guest, who I'm super excited to have on, he's a friend of mine. He's an amazing, brilliant businessman and author of a book, Facing Reality, Bob Walters. Before I go to Bob, speaking of dynamite in a dress, if you will, did you see that nun down in Florida who whipped out a chainsaw and she took it to some trees? I thought of Annie, get your gun. It was like, Nunny, get your chainsaw. That was amazing. That's a sister I can get behind. Okay, that's a woman after my own heart. That was awesome. But sad news, though, coming out of Florida. You know, we had really thought that we had actually come out of the other side of that storm, actually, with few deaths, only to find out that I think it was 8 people lost their lives in a nursing home down there, not because of the storm, but because, I guess, of a loss of power. And it's really raised questions as to really what happened and why they weren't evacuated, because there was ample notice. So hopefully we're not going to find out that even more people have lost their lives on that. So that's really sad news. But back to my next guest, my buddy Bob Walters is here with me. You know, Bob Walters is a man. Earlier we talked to Paul Neelan, who was a businessman, very successful. And I have two loves. I love politics, of course, and I also love business. I actually started at LSU as a political science major and then got a job selling timeshare in the French Quarter and fell in love with business and changed my major to business. So I have two loves, politics and business. So I love businessmen. And then I also love businessmen who care about politics. And that brings me to my next guest, Bob Walters. His book is Facing Reality in American Education. But and you might say, well, what does that have to do with politics? Well, the left really took over our education system years ago as a means to push their political agenda, and it's really pretty much destroyed our education system. And God love Bob Walters, who cares enough about kids and cares enough about this country to want to do something about it, to take back our American education system from these lefties and what they've done to it. Bob, welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Thanks for being on with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so there's so much. Unfortunately, I've only got you on for one segment, but I could really do all 3 hours on the education system and how the left has destroyed it. One of the ways that they've destroyed it is by removing some really key aspects of our education system. You know, not everybody is meant to go on to college. Older school, like previous generations, really the only people who went to college were those that really wanted to be doctors or lawyers. We used to have a track for people that didn't want to do that. We used to have a track for people that maybe want to do something involving their hands. Maybe they wanted to do something in construction. Maybe they wanted to do something in, involving their hands. Why is it that the education system became only a track to push people into college?
Well, regrettably, the agenda of the people on the left is really geared to putting everybody in one size and also depreciating our history and depreciating the basic knowledge that the kids used to get. They brag about the graduation rate that some of the school districts have seen improvement in, but they don't talk about the lack of real education that's going on with these kids. They're graduating kind of behind what they should know. And some of this is because of Common Core. Some of it is just the history books that have been rewritten to depreciate our history, mm-hmm. depreciate capitalism versus socialism, and just generally take a very loose standard so far as achievement record, discipline, rigorous effort, and work to accomplish real knowledge, whether you're going to college or whether you're going to be someone in a shop class learning how to work with your hands. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, President Trump took office with so many crises. We've got North Korea. We've got the rise of radical Islam. We've got these hurricanes that he's having to deal with. He faces two opposition parties that are doing everything they can to obstruct him. So really the Department of Education, which so many people had hoped that would be one of the, you know, things that he would cut, to give the control back to the state and local, that because we've got to do it. But, you know, I think there's only so many things that he can prioritize. And, oh, by the way, he's in the middle of being investigated for dopey reasons on the basis of nothing, you know, in an effort to impeach him. But meanwhile, nothing's really being done, at least, you know, from the Trump administration to solve the education system. And it's really a key piece of the puzzle. And, you know, it's not as sexy to talk about as some of the other issues, but we really need to be talking about it, because if we are going to jumpstart this economy, if we are going to bring manufacturing back or start manufacturing, we got to have some people that want to do those jobs. And if we're going to stop the scourge of illegal immigration, we've got to make sure we've got a workforce that's ready to do these jobs as well, correct?
I agree. In fact, when you read that there's 5 million jobs sitting unfilled for people with, you know, blue-collar type jobs and work with good pay, it's a shame. It's a sad commentary on where we are in this country. College kids come out with lessons they can't really use very effectively and $100,000 in debt, while the kids and the people that could be feeding some of our industrial jobs are ignored and not
given any place to move. Right. And I had somebody on the Andrea Kay Show recently talking about DACA, and they said, well, we've got to have all these dreamers. We've got to have open borders. We've got to have this flood of illegals, because these are all these jobs involving your hands are jobs that the Americans don't want to do. And that's just not true. We're not training the Americans to do that, on top of the fact that we've got an entitlement society. And if somebody is out of work, we decentivize them from working. We incentivize them to sit at home and collect a check. I got to disagree with you on one point, though. They're coming out upwards of $240,000 in debt that they can't pay off. We even have kids coming out with law degrees that can't get work. And I'm heartened by you, though, because you're actually actively involved here in the state of California. And aren't you working on some conferences right now to reinvigorate the trade school idea?
Yes. In fact, we've been talking to the construction workers unions, and they're going to help the process to encourage the school districts to get back to having shop classes and help support those classes. And there's going to be apprenticeship programs tied into the kids when they get out of high school, where they can have a real path to a successful future in the industrial world.
Well, this is so important. I really hope everybody listening understands this and really helps continue to keep this conversation going and continue to support this, because, you know, if President Trump is going to do the right things that he said that he's going to do on immigration and, you know, to jumpstart the economy here, we got to have an American labor force prepared to do this job. And it also kind of ties into a report that I did on my show last week as well, to where with automation, you know, Hawaii is pushing a guaranteed income, which again just incentivizes anybody from getting a skill or, you know, getting prepared to work. So you're really working on a really key piece of the puzzle. How can people get your book? How can they learn more about what you're doing? Real quick before we got to go.
Yes, the book's available on Amazon and can be bought in audio version or hard copy or soft copy. And I encourage anyone to get it. It's good reading and gives 50 years history of what has not worked in this country on education.
Well, thank you, Bob Walters. I appreciate so much what you're doing on behalf of students and workers in America. And stay tuned, everybody, because we've got more Real Side with Joe Messina coming up. We are blowing the lid up and gone.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
You tiny-brained wafers of other people's buttons!
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay. Happy and excited to be here, filling in for Joe. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, keep the conversation rolling on Facebook Live. I know it's kind of in and out tonight. Thank you all for hanging in there. But, you know, we're consistent over at TheRealSide.com. The chat is happening over there. And speaking of happening, I am really happy to have my next guest with me tonight. I'm not happy about the story, because those of you who know me and been listening to the Andrea Kay Show know that I about lost my mind in September of 2012 over what happened in Benghazi. And I still am not over it. I had Pat Smith on my show, who looked me in the eye with tears in her eyes years later, could barely speak the words Hillary Clinton, without about losing her mind over what happened to her son and others in Benghazi. And that Hillary Clinton had the gall to launch her book tour yesterday on the anniversary of Benghazi, because the anniversary of Benghazi, at least when we found out that the brave Americans had died over there, was September 12th. The attack started on September 11th, but it was September 12th when we really found out that they had died. And it was also on September 12th when they started the fabrication, the cover-up, the worst cover-up, in my opinion, in American history, when they blamed a spontaneous protest on a video. We knew that that's not what happened. Hillary's out there with his book, What Happened? We still don't know the extent of what happened in Benghazi. The left loves to tell us, oh, it's old news. Well, no, it's not old news. In fact, there's new news as to what happened in Benghazi. And so I'm really pleased to have the blowing the lid off of the fact that it ain't old news in Benghazi. Joining me now is Brad Owens of Taurus System, who it was from Taurus Advanced Solutions, was an embassy security contractor who's come out now with some new information about Benghazi. Hey, Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here, and thank you for coming forward with your story as to what happened in Benghazi. Take us back to the beginning, which I think was 11 days before the attack. What happened?
Well, it goes back a little further than that. We first got, it was earlier, and I guess the summertime of 2011, when I first went in with the team, when right after the fall of Tripoli, actually a little bit before that, and we were going over there. We had some guys in Benghazi very early on, and there just wasn't a lot of contracting style business like there was, say, Iraq or Afghanistan, because they didn't have a lot of folks on the ground. It was a small footprint. So we checked it out and then came back. But right after the fall of Tripoli, we were in there and were basically offering our support for the embassy personnel that were there. We had a contact through AFRICOM who had told us who the Special Forces commander was there on the ground. Jerry Torres, that owns Torres AES, is a former Green Beret combat veteran from Horn of Africa, Afghanistan, Iraq. I was an intel support guy for Special Forces for a lot of my career. And so we kind of spoke the same language. So we went in and offered if we could help. We stayed there for quite a while, and then it kind of, the State Department, the contracting area, despite what the regional security officer on the ground wanted, wanted to wait and kind of put off getting better security or contract security in there. So they were rotating these teams in and out of the State Department, some military teams out of Europe in there to kind of provide security. It's very early on now. It's right after fall Tripoli.
Okay.
So I had to go down to Zambia and work on another contract we had won down there. And this offer for Benghazi security came out. So I went up and did the site survey. A site survey, or what's called a site visit, is whenever they're going to bid one of these things, they allow you to come in and actually take a look at the physical location. So they walk you through and you can submit questions. We were the only company that showed up. We did the site survey. I put together the pricing, and we were the only company to tender for it. But contracting kicked it back and said that, you know, it's a very bizarre thing. Now, usually if you're the only tender, I mean, you still get it. But the contracting officers in Virginia, Roswell, Virginia, right there in D.C., you know, right across from D.C., kicked it back and said, nope, got to have at least a second bidder on it. So they allowed this really small company that, you know, we'd never heard of. It's pretty much unknown in our world of, you know, security contracting, called Blue Mountain Group. It's out of U.K. So they got the contract. It was a
Let me interrupt. Out of the U.K. guarding our embassy?
They're Wales. I mean, and on these local guard force contracts, it's not odd for foreign firms to compete, because usually it's not a post-conflict zone. Usually it's like, you know, Zambia, for instance. You know, you have local companies compete for it. But we do get a 10% bid advantage as an American firm. That's something that we have. It was not applied in this case for whatever reason. We were told by the contracting officer, Jan Bissentainer, that it was her discretion when to, you know, apply that or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we were only beat by 4 percentage points, and this was on the second round of bidding. So it was kind of interesting that, you know, this was our, you know, it wasn't a very valuable contract. I think the total value was a little less than $800,000. So it wasn't a mm-hmm. tremendous amount of money. And mm-hmm. we have, you know, $150 million worth of contracts with the State Department. So we just kind of let it go. You know, it was okay. It was a small one. We'll get it next time. Because it was only a one-year contract. That was another thing. And usually these are 5 years. This is a one-year contract. So we just didn't think anything about it. I wanted to push back on it. Well, we knew they were having problems with security. It's a well-known fact, I mean, among our guys, that, you know, things just worked, that the security situation began to deteriorate during this time period in Libya. I mean, it did not get better. It got worse.
Yeah, because wasn't there something of like 400 requests for increased security from Ambassador Stevens?
Well, it was in, well, those came from Eric Nordstrom, who was the regional security officer. That's the Diplomatic Security Service Special Agent in charge. But Ambassador Stevens did send one. They have security teams, or not security teams, but like emergency teams inside the embassy. And basically it's made up of key personnel.
Right.
So they had a meeting about 2.5 months before the attacks on Benghazi. And, you know, kind of, what are we going to do? Because the situation was literally deteriorating. And it was Katibas. The militias were fighting each other. They were kidnapping people. They had kidnapped members of their own government. They had attacked the British embassy. I mean, there was a lot of problems going on there. And so the situation wasn't getting better. So when they let this, but what the Benghazi compound was, there's a lot of confusion as to what it actually was. It was a consulate. It was a fallback position. The way it was explained to us was, this was in case Tripoli gets too dangerous for us to have a mission there. We will fall back here to Benghazi, move the mission so we don't have to evacuate the country.
What was the mission? Excuse me for interrupting, because I interviewed Aaron Klein on my show, and they wrote a book called The Real Benghazi Story, and alleged that Ambassador Stevens was actually brought in the thick of night, and it was an illegal gun-running operation. to funnel guns to the rebels in Syria. What do you know of that?
Well, I know for a fact that they were shipping fighters and guns there. It was going to Syria. Actually, what they were doing was the Libyan government after the fall. There was a lot of weapons in Libya. It's a very big country, but not a large population.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they were doing was they were sending guns and equipment and people through Malta to Turkey to go to Syria. Now, that is true. I don't know if it was legal or illegal. I know it was blessed by the administration because it's happening. Now, the agency was running those operations. I would doubt very seriously that Ambassador Stevens had anything to do with it. He was on the diplomatic side of things, not the intelligence side of things. It doesn't mean he wasn't involved, and I can't speak directly to it because I don't have knowledge on that. But I do know that there was guns and equipment leaving Libya with the blessing of the transitional council and the transition government to go out and go to the rebels in Syria. At that point, I think the administration was just looking for any weapons to go to Syria because, they weren't going to be able to spend any money because of Congress on supplying them. And it was much later.
And the fact that we didn't know who the good guys were and who the bad guys were, and it ended up being Al-Qaeda and ISIS that ended up getting. And also, my understanding was that Ambassador Stevens was involved in also helping round up a lot of American weaponry that had gone unaccounted for and was kind of left unsupervised because of what happened with Gaddafi. But who was this February Brigade people security?
Let me address that for a second. There wasn't a lot of American weapons there. There was a lot of NATO weapons. Most of the weapons that we supplied were out of NATO war stocks, and most of it was conventional weapons. What you're talking about is when there was a buyback program for surface terror vessels.
Yes.
SA-18s is what they were looking for. But the problem is, and I saw the stock myself, the SAMs that were there, the surface to air, the shoulder fired stuff, it was all stored poorly. It was all like 1980s. Stuff. And so what the rebels were trying to do that it took it were trying to sell it to the government. They were offering $2,500 per shoulder fired SA-16 or SA-18. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't produce any of them. So there was rumors of stingers floating around and stuff, but that's
right.
Nonsense. There was never any stingers or any of that stuff.
Okay.
They were just trying to prevent, the rest of these weapons to be proliferated, but there weren't any there. That's the problem. There was none to really find.
Well, and I think people were... Yeah, I think one of the, excuse me for interrupting because we're going to have to go to a break in a minute, but yeah, I think one of the reasons why, Hillary Clinton was asked in front of Congress if there was this gun running thing going on, and she said she couldn't answer the question, and really that seemed to be the only explanation for why they were at this outpost instead of at the embassy that still was manned. So if you can hang with me through the break, when we come back, I want to catch us up to what happened 11 days before the attack in Benghazi. Hey, we're talking to Brad Owens of Taurus System. He's blowing the lid off of Benghazi right here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere. More after the break.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Here tonight with Andrea Kay. I am Andrea Kay, filling in tonight. Really excited to have my guest with me. Before the break, we were talking to Brad Owens of Torus System, a security company that was contacted 11 days before the Benghazi attack, and to replace the security that was on the ground. But then something happened, and they ended up not replacing them, which is really a head scratcher. So what happened, Brad?
Well, what happened was, the security was falling apart with Blue Mountain, that small company. They were having problems with their local partners. And so it was, on the 31st of August, we had won another contract, Pakistan, and we were, had a planning meeting at the State Department to stand it up. And so what had happened was, our director of operations in the meeting, and Jan Vistentainer, who is a middle management bureaucrat, is a contracting officer at the State Department, who had actually chosen Blue Mountain in the first place, came in and pulled our guy out and said, "Hey, can you perform in Libya?" And so they activated my team because it was my guys that were going to go, and we were getting everything geared up. And, you know, on September 11th, you all know what happened. The ambassador was attacked. And, you know, and just so there's a human factor to this, it was Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Ty Woods. It's not just the ambassador and three guys to me.
Right.
These four people were murdered. And for us, I mean, they were over there representing the United States. And, you know, we were shocked. And when we first saw the attacks on you know, the television that was going on, of course, the story was put out that it was a spontaneous, you know, demonstration that had turned violent. And given the fact that they had had some demonstrations that turned violent, you know, at first I kind of said, okay, well, maybe that happened. Mm-hmm. But then I contacted some of my guys on the ground. I mean, pretty much that day, you know, the next day when after it happened. And they said, oh, no, these were foreign fighters that were with the Khatibas and mm-hmm. Benghazi, and they were some Chechen guys and some guys from the Muslim Brotherhood out of Egypt, is what I was told, you know, immediately. And they knew, so I knew immediately that what the administration was peddling was a lie. I mean,
And we now know that Hillary Clinton knew that night. She actually emailed her daughter, which to me, you know, since her daughter didn't have a top secret security clearance, that's just another example of Hillary Clinton violating the Espionage Act. And we also know that there was military units close enough that could have come in and rescued them. I don't care what the administration says. There was a stand down order. We know that. But what we did not know was what you're revealing now, is that the State Department asked you guys not to reveal that there were a request had been made to move in, and that you had, and they asked that you not reveal that you were asked to be unarmed. Can you name names of who told you to keep quiet?
Oh, absolutely. It was Jan Vistentainer. One of the reasons that we're coming forward now, we've had there's some criticism as to why we waited so long to come forward. Well, the reason we waited was because we'd had no traction. I mean, nothing was going to happen to any of these people with the past administration. And now, you know, we feel that at least there'll be an opportunity, you know, if we come forward and say, hey, yeah, this is a very unethical thing. First off, okay, I'm a little bit of a Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind of guy. Okay, I believe that our government, the people who work in our government, are good people. They should be good people. I believe they should tell us the truth. I believe they try to make the best decisions. But when you see firsthand how, you know, these bureaucrats, I mean, and they were referred to. I was told when we first started stepping forward, I was told we were making a mistake, that these people are bulletproof. That's the word that was used. And how mm-hmm. ironic is that they used that word? Okay, I said, let me tell you something. Nobody's bulletproof. Okay, mm-hmm. there's only one truth. Despite what your sociology professor may tell you, there's only one truth. Okay, and here's the fact: these guys, the cover-up piece of it was the CEO of our company, Jerry Torres, was called back from overseas by Vistentainer, the contracting officer, a few months after this had happened, and pretty much what. But, you know, usually if we get called back to state, there's a reason. We have to bring paperwork or something, or there's some sort of problem, or there's something we have to talk about. And he requested, hey, what should I bring this? I said, nothing, just come in. We've got something we need to talk to you about. Okay, mm-hmm. great. So he showed up, and it was just a meet and greet with some random folks from state, you know, and a couple of odd people. And so when he was leaving, he said it didn't make any sense to him. He just kind of briefed some of the operations, and it could have been done over the phone. There was nothing that had to be in person. But as they were getting ready to leave, just before they get through security downstairs, Vistentainer pulls them aside and says, you know, we need to talk to you for a second about something. This whole Benghazi thing, we really need you to be in lockstep with us on this.
Wow.
You know, and he said he was caught off guard, you know, and Jerry's a damn good man. He's a Green Beret. He's a commando. You know, he's been in combat. He's led teams. You know, to capture our enemies face to face and kick doors in. He's not the type of guy you can intimidate. He's certainly not the type of guy you used to have when people make unethical requests. Right. So he said that he just kind of stood there, you know, and he's looking around and sees the cameras there. And so she goes on and says, well, you know, don't talk to the press about this. Don't talk to anybody else about it. And, you know, and if you have to, go along with this, that, you know, it shouldn't have been armed. We don't believe it should have been armed, so can you go along with us on that?
Wow.
And he didn't say anything, you know. He said, again, he didn't say yes, he didn't say no. And then there was the implied threat, which was, you know, you've been doing a lot of business with us. You guys have been winning a lot of contracts. You know, we like that. You know, we want to be sure that's, you know, keep a good relationship. Just,
right.
You know, stick with us on this thing kind of thing. Now, he left that. He left. He didn't say anything. Never committed. He left. And I got a call that day because I was the person who had, you know, been the team leader on the Benghazi team. And he called me. He told me about it. He told several other executives about it. He told
We've only got a couple minutes left, so I got to fast forward. Was there ever a conversation with Trey Gowdy?
No, actually, Chairman Gowdy at the time, he was investigating. They never really went down this hole. But I got a call from the Senate Committee on Intelligence through the company. I was still working for the company, but at the time I was in Argentina and it was not a subpoena. They just asked for that comment. So no, I did actually run into Trey Gowdy, believe it or not, the Capitol back this February and say, hey, I'd love to come talk to you and tell you about what's going on. So I hope I'll get an appointment with him in the next couple of weeks. Now,
that was February. Here we are in September. Yeah. Way to have a sense of urgency, Trey Gowdy. How five years later. Have you talked to anybody in the Trump administration, Mad Dog Mattis maybe, or Rex Tillerson?
We have not, and what we wanted to do was wait, and you know, we crafted it so the story wanted the story to come out. You know, we wanted it to come out, and so it came out big now, and now what we're doing is we're going to work. Now, my job now is to talk to the decision makers. What we would like to see happen is we would like to see, at this point, we want some justice for Benghazi. That's what we want. And so we'd like to see the rules changed so that they get away with this ridiculous low bid, no gun nonsense on these areas overseas, because the threat posture in the whole world is different than it was in 1990.
Yeah.
So we have been in contact with some of the senior members of Foreign Affairs on the House side and Senate side, and they've received some packet. I have met with a few members of Congress about it, and they're looking at it right now. I think this will help people like this right now. What you're doing right now is going to be a big help. If your listeners are out there, call your members of Congress, call your senators, reach out to them, contact them, and say, hey, take another look at this, but don't make it political. Look at what actually happened. Let's change the rules so it can't happen again. And let's bring these people, these like Vistan Taylor and Sharon James, these people that work at State, that literally were directly responsible for these deaths. Would you believe this? Not a single person has been fired over that.
No
one's been punished over the deaths. Is that disgusting?
It's disgusting. And, you know, and I'm flashing back on Hillary Clinton yelling at Congress, you know, what difference does it make about how they died in these details? You know, this has just been an unbelievable, cynical, disgusting display of corruption. And I don't care what party they are. I don't care if it's a Republican, a Democrat. If you are responsible for the deaths of Americans because of your incompetence or because of your corruption, you need to be have the full extent of our government and the weight of it come down on top of your head in as bad, if not more, misery heaped upon you than what was heaped upon these brave Americans in Benghazi. In fact, we're lucky that it was only four Americans that we lost
That night, because there was
like 30-something people there. It's outrageous.
And I'll add to that this, is that, this is why the drain the swamp mantra has had such, you know, has hit so home with a lot of people. And the fact is that these are the deep state. This is what they're talking about. So look, this proves without a doubt that you can make mistakes and be incompetent up to and including getting people killed. And you don't get fired if you got if you're a tenured federal union employee. And that's got to change. And I pray to God that the president hears this message and goes to Secretary Tillerson and says, get rid of these people. Let's drain the swamp. Start right here. Can you tell me, can you point to any other group? You know, this is like, this would, these people so deserve it. You know, this is something. So that's what we're working for. And I just want to say thank you for having me tonight. Thank you for helping us get this message out. Thank you for taking this so seriously.
Well, thank you so much for you guys coming forward now and telling this story. I do think the time is right. The family members, first of all, the victims that night, as well as their family members, have a lifetime of punishment and a lifetime sentence of dealing with this. And so, you know what? I don't want to hear any more from anybody that this is old news or that Hillary Clinton or the State Department or anybody in it has been cleared of any wrongdoing. They have never been fully held accountable.
Right.
And I thank you much.
Isn't that insulting? That's another thing that's completely insulting, because you sit here and you go, no one's ever been fired. How can you say anyone's been held accountable? And it's an insult to the families. And I think about my own daughter, my own wife, my own mother and father. So I'm empathetic, and I'm going to do my best. As God is my witness, I'm going to do my best to see these people fired and see the law changed.
Well, thank you so much. Brad Owens. I appreciate you so much being here. And hopefully you'll come back as the story hopefully continues to grow and have legs, and maybe we'll finally get some accountability. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody listening, we got one final hour of The Real Side with Joe Messina coming up. I'm Andrea Kay, and in the next hour, I got my buddy Julio Rivera from Reactionary Times going to be here talking about more injustice coming up.